Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, The Reauthorization of McCarthyism. The recent approval by the United States Senate to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, has reignited debates surrounding civil liberties and national security. This controversial surveillance program, which enables U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct electronic surveillance without judicial warrants, has long been a focal point for concerns among civil liberties organizations. The bill's passage with a vote of 60-34 underscores the ongoing tension between security imperatives and American civil liberties. Section 702 grants U.S. intelligence agencies the authority to sweep up communications of non-Americans outside of U.S. territory, including those involving U.S. citizens communicating with foreigners. Essentially, this provision allows U.S. intelligence agencies to intercept and collect communications between individuals who are U.S. citizens and non-citizens, regardless of whether the U.S. citizen is the target of surveillance or not. This could include phone calls, emails, text messages, or any other form of communication. Blanket surveillance, abuse, and infringement on privacy rights are not at all new to the U.S. In fact, it is the norm. The decision to reauthorize Section 702 is glaring evidence of the U.S. undermining citizens' liberties over what it deems are, quote, security concerns. The director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Christine Abizade, addressing the Senate Committee on Homeland Security, said, quote, as evidenced by the events of the past month, the terrorist threat landscape is highly dynamic, and our country must preserve counterterrorism fundamentals to ensure constant vigilance, end quote. She made repeated reference to Hamas's attack on, quote, Israel, and urged the Congress to, quote, reauthorize this vital authority, end quote. Therefore, Section 702 will continue to provide the excuses needed to target specific groups based on their religion, ethnicity, or political grievances, unconcerned with the individual liberties it tramples upon. The push to extend the government's surveillance powers comes as elected officials call for investigations into pro-Palestine groups. Already in Virginia, the Attorney General has initiated an investigation into Palestine's fundraising activities, including allegations that it supports Hamas. Clearly, behind the reauthorization are efforts to silence dissent and suppress opposition, specifically in regard to ongoing events in Gaza. The recent vote comes amidst growing frustration with the U.S. administration and its role in the genocide in Gaza. The U.S. needs to maintain unchecked government surveillance and will do it at any price. This is a means to subdue Muslims into accepting America's policies and part of its ongoing war on Islam. As Muslims, we cannot allow these draconian measures to frighten us, and we must continue to speak the haqq. Indeed, the light of Islam will prevail. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمِ يُحْشَرُونَ. Indeed, those who disbelieve spend their wealth to avert people from the way of Allah, so they will spend it, then it will be for them a source of regret, then they will be overcome, and those who disbelieved unto hell they will be gathered. Al-Anfal 36. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Haytham ibn Thbait, Media Representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in America.